speak of the devil. I was just thinking about you. How have you been? Hectic, huh? Yeah, I remember my first year at San Diego State. I felt overwhelmed, like I was going crazy. I don't know how I made it through that first year. Is that why I haven't heard from you? No, I understand. You were busy. You had a lot on your mind. It's just, you seemed so eager to stay in touch when you graduated. I was just a little surprised. But I'm glad to see you in person again. You caught me just in time. I was just about to go home for the summer. Oh, no. I really don't mind. You said I was your all-time favorite teacher, so I'm more than a bit tickled to see you again. What is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize your mother died. I guess that explains why you were so somber all year. Well, of course I cared. I didn't want to see you spiral out of control. I may not have known what was causing your sadness, but I knew you needed to be assured that someone cared. Oh, you don't have to thank me. I care about all my students. Here, my address. I want to invite you to dinner sometime. Does Saturday sound good? You seem surprised. Well, the teacher-student dynamic is no longer there. Just think of it as two adults enjoying each other's company. So, what do you say? There you are. Thank you so much for coming over. Please, come in. Your timing couldn't be better. It'll be ready in just a few minutes. My husband. Well, he'll join us eventually. So, tell me, what are you majoring in? Journalism, huh? Investigative? Ah, sports. Can't say I'm surprised. You talked baseball and football all the time in my class. Maybe you'll write a book someday. I look forward to reading what you have to say. So, anyway, are you and Ashley still in a relationship? I seem to recall the two of you being very close. Oh my God. I'm sorry to hear that. Walking in on her getting hot and heavy with another guy. I can't imagine. I see. Have you found someone else? Someone at college? No, I understand. You were together all through high school, and then she sideswipes you like that. I imagine it would take time to recover. Is this why you didn't write me all year? I understand. You had a lot on your mind. Seems like we're in the same boat. Oh. You heard me. I was just thinking out loud. I think it's time I told you the truth. My husband won't be joining us. In fact, by the end of next week, he won't be my husband at all. No, it's nothing like that. No abuse or infidelity. We just can't reconcile on one major issue. Well, you see, when we got married 10 years ago, we were both adamant that we did not want children. And that remained true for both of us. That is, until recently. I can't explain it, but over the past couple of years, I've been wanting a baby. Badly. So badly it's been eating away at me. I brought it up numerous times to my husband, but he shot me down every time. Then I brought it up again a few months ago, and it led to a heated argument. We've been separated ever since. I still love him. And I believe he still has love for me. But unfortunately, we just can't agree on this one thing. Either we have children or we don't. We've decided it's best to move on from each other. And now my maternal clock is ticking. I'm 36 years old. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to conceive naturally. Maybe I could adopt, but I want to actually feel my child grow inside me. Anyway, that brings me to the subject of why I invited you to dinner. Now, please, don't feel pressured, and I would understand completely if you decline, but I want you to impregnate me. Yes, I'm being serious. I want you to make love to me. I should have figured you'd react this way. I'm sorry for dropping this on you. Look, I understand. If it's child support you're worried about, please be assured that I... Then what is it? Oh, I see. I understand. That's very mature of you. Honorable. Tell you what. You go back to the university and write to me like you promised. It doesn't have to be often. Just once or twice a month. When you have time off, say around Christmas or spring break, you come visit me. When you graduate, you'll be in a better position to help out financially. Who knows? We may even become husband and wife by then. You seem eager but nervous. I understand. You're scared. So am I. This is a big step. major change for both of us. But as long as we work together, it won't be so bad. Let me be your first. Let me claim your virginity and make you a daddy all at once. I feel you getting hard. You definitely like the sound of that, don't you? No. Wait. Don't go all in just yet. I know you're eager. You can't wait to get the show on the road. But let's take things more slowly. More gradually. Let's enjoy each other's touch. Your fingers feel nice. And you smell nice, too. Yeah. You like how firm my ass is? Feels nice, doesn't it? You like it when I do this? You moaned. I guess that means yes. Now, kiss me. I think it's time we take this to the bedroom. Before we start undressing each other right here. I can't believe we're actually doing this. I bet you can't believe it either. Fucking your former history teacher. Oh. My. You are eager. Oh, yes. Suck on my tits. Bite my nipples, too. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Now, onto the bed. I want you to go down on me. Don't worry. I know you're new at this. I'll help you along. Wait. Start with my legs, my thighs, and work your way down. Just like that. Yes. You're a natural at this. Now, start slowly. Go harder. Keep your face there and swallow. Fuck. You are good. I would never have guessed you didn't have experience. Come here and kiss me. I want to taste myself. I love how I taste. Now it's your turn. Lay back. A big moment for both of us. Are you ready? Good. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so good. Do you like how that feels? You like how tight it is? How warm and wet? It's amazing, isn't it? Now, on to business. I'll start gyrating. You begin thrusting upwards. Fucking magical. Oh, no condom. No pill. Just your raw cock. In my pussy. As nature intended. I can't remember the last time I fucked bareback. You know, you don't just have to lay there. You can have a little fun. Back for the tits again, are we? You like 'em, huh? Yeah. You're gonna like them even more when they fill up with milk. Yes. I just felt your dick twitch. You like the sound of that, don't you? You can feed off them if you want to. Oh, how's that sound, big boy? I figured you would like it. Oh, the thought of that just sounds so hot. Oh my. I feel your cock stiffening. Lay me on my back. This is a better position. You can fuck me as deep as you possibly can. Yes. Yes. I feel you getting closer. Lay on me. Let me hold you. That's it. Don't stop. God. Here it comes. Here it comes. Fill me. Fuck. It's so warm. Oh my God, that feels so good. That's a huge load. There's no way you don't knock me up. No, don't pull out. Not yet. Stay inside me as long as you can. I don't want to waste a drop. I truly believe this is meant to be. The timing just seems too perfect. You just happened to knock on my classroom door right when I was about to go home for the summer. Right when I was about to divorce. And right when I wanted a baby so badly. When you get back to college, make sure you keep those girls away from you. Tell them you have a woman back home. Did you just yawn? You look pretty exhausted. It's okay. You can stay with me tonight. Then in the morning, you can join me in the shower. And fuck me in there. Oh, no. I'm sure you knocked me up just now, but better safe than sorry.